From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your Agribusiness Update. University of California Cooperative Extension scientists will be partnering with regional farms to demonstrate climate-smart agricultural practices. The project, led by the UC Agricultural and Sustainable Ag Research and Education Program, recently received a nearly $2 million award from the UC Office of the President. This should strengthen the California Farm Demonstration Network and support regional farms in practices like cover cropping, reduced tillage, composting, hedgerow planting, and optimized irrigation. New data from USDA's Economic Research Service shows the majority of U.S. potatoes are now sold in processed forms like frozen, chipped, dehydrated, and canned. With the introduction of French fries as a side dish in restaurants, the share of potatoes that go into frozen products has risen each decade since 1979. Meanwhile, the share of potatoes used as fresh table potatoes has declined. American Farm Bureau Federation President Zippy Duval commented on the Biden administration's revised Waters of the U.S. rule. He says EPA had a golden opportunity to write a Waters of the U.S. rule that's fair to farmers and stands the test of time. Duval says the EPA has ignored clear concerns raised by the justices, 26 states, and farmers across the country about the rule's failure to respect private property rights and the Clean Water Act.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with today's Agribusiness Update.